and welcome to the Strike a Balance podcast for working homeschool moms. This is Charlotte Jones, homeschool coach and homeschooling mom of twin boys. I know it can feel really overwhelming to keep all the balls in the air all the time, so each week I chat about tips and strategies for being a happy and thriving working homeschool mom that you can implement in your life too. I also speak to awesome and inspiring women who manage to juggle homeschooling and work successfully and find out what their secrets are. Be sure to check out my Working Homeschool Mom Magic Mindset Challenge in the show notes and sign up to my newsletter for lots of cool homeschool freebies. And if you ever need to chat, please book in a session with me. I'm so excited for you to be here and I hope you'll get so much value out of this episode. So let's get started. Hello, it's Charlotte here, and I would just like to say Happy New Year. I'm recording this on the 5th of January, and I'm really hoping for you and for everyone and for myself a fantastic 2022. Today, I want to chat about finding a schedule as a working homeschool mom. This can be super overwhelming because there are many, many things that have to happen in a day, but I have found a few strategies to help me kind of fit everything in. And I really hope that they will help you as well. And as always, if there's anything that really resonates, take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram stories, because I think it could be really helpful to share this podcast for other working homeschool moms who might be struggling with things related to schedules. Okay, so let's get started. So let me just give a little background about how I started out 5 years ago. The first year or even 2 years of homeschooling were not easy. Granted, I have neurodiverse children, so homeschooling is always quite challenging. So learning is always quite challenging for them. And that's also why we kind of took them out of school, because school was incredibly traumatic. And that's basically why we started homeschooling. But it wasn't easy in the beginning. And I remember scrolling endlessly through Pinterest to try and find a homeschool schedule, because I just craved that control. I craved that rigid timetable because I thought it would make me feel safer and I thought it would make everything easier. And as you can probably guess, it did not work out as I had anticipated. Trying to force my family into somebody else's reality was doomed from the start. So what we did first of all was deschooling, and I'm going to talk about deschooling in a later episode. I do have some resources on my website about deschooling. If you're not sure about it, or if you're not sure what deschooling is, it's basically spending some time moving from the school mentality to a homeschooling mentality, basically. And it's really important for parents and for children. But anyway, I'll talk about that in another episode. So after we deschooled for quite a long time, we kind of finally managed to find a routine that suited all of us. And I think that's important as well, is that everybody should be okay with the routine or the schedule that you come up with, because everybody needs to work together, obviously. I think that's a really important part, because everybody needs to be on board with a schedule. If you are not getting what you need to do done, or if your children are not getting enough time, or whoever your partner or whoever might be involved in your day-to-day life, it's going to cause issues. And obviously, an ideal homeschool is one that is harmonious. First of all, you need to think about what's really important. And I suggest being brutally honest. Take a pen and a piece of paper and write down all the activities that you think should happen in a day. And then really think about each of them. And you might realize that they're not actually that important. And you could probably cut down your list quite substantially. I did that, definitely. So my house is not clean or spotless most of the time. But that's okay. I'm happy with that. My kids do not study for 8 hours a day. They do 1 or 2 hours max. But what I do need is self-care. And what I do need is exercise. And that's because it benefits everybody in the family. When I'm happy and healthy, it's for the good of the family. So those things are important and they are non-negotiable for me. Another thing that I quickly realized is that each homeschool schedule is unique. So my desire to kind of find a ready-made schedule, and I see there are a lot on Pinterest, and I understand, because it's the need to have the structure. Once you let go of that need, you will see that the best schedule is going to be one that is unique to you. So this means letting go of expectations. It means letting go of comparison. Don't compare yourself to other people's homeschool. All homeschools are unique. And that's the beauty of homeschooling, because you can decide what your homeschool looks like, and you can decide this based on what works for you as a family, for you as a whole family. So once you stop comparing yourself, you can really open yourself up to something that's crafted especially for you. You can be creative with how you homeschool, where you homeschool, when you homeschool, how long you homeschool, and that is where the sweet spot lies. So for example, my kids are best in the morning, so they do everything before 9. They wake up very, very early. And then for the rest of the day, they kind of entertain themselves. And Wednesdays are usually our hobby days, so I'm off work on Wednesdays. So we do school work, and then we spend the rest of the day kind of baking and hanging out or just doing science experiments, things like that. And then on Fridays, the kids do what they want. So we basically homeschool for 4 days. We do homeschool year round, but you know, you might want to stick to a school schedule, or you might want to homeschool for 3 days a week. That's the beauty of it, is you can decide what really works for you. I think also letting go of the fear that you are not doing enough is really important as well. The quality of learning that your kids get is streets ahead of what they might get in a bigger classroom. I'm not saying anything bad about public school. I'm just talking about the one-on-one attention at home, or maximum. I mean, obviously it depends on the number of children you have, but there is much more chance of them getting one-on-one attention, which is incredibly powerful in terms of learning. And they can also learn at their own pace. They could learn in a way that suits them. So you don't need to homeschool that much. You don't need to homeschool for 8 hours a day. Something else that has really kind of helped for us as well is to concentrate on goals rather than a schedule. Instead of forcing kids to put in their hours, I know that in some states in America, you have to record how many hours your kids are doing, but they learn in so many different ways that you could easily make up those hours during homeschooling with lots and lots of different things. If you can, if maybe a schedule doesn't work for your family, then maybe set goals rather during the day. This also gives more flexibility. It also allows kids to take ownership of their learning and to decide how they're going to reach those goals. So it's an added life skill that they are learning, which I think is amazing and which I think is very useful. So in the future, then they will have learnt to take responsibility for themselves, which we all know as adults is very useful. If they are, for example, entrepreneurial, this might be really, really good for them if they're able to achieve their own goals rather than put in the hours. And one last note about schedules is that they are going to change as well. We have changed our schedules, I don't know how many times already. And I don't think it's a bad thing, because it's how we craft exactly what works for our children and for us at a particular season in our lives. So if you are married to one kind of schedule and double down on it, your children might become disengaged or reluctant. I know that my children did, especially at the beginning when I thought this is what it must be like and this is what everybody else is doing, so we must do it too. And my children are reluctant at the best of times. So trying to force them into a very rigid schedule did not work. So what I like to do is to regroup every couple of months. Obviously, this depends on you, but at least once or twice a year, as your children change, as your children grow, their needs will change, their needs will become different. So it's really a good idea to regroup, to rethink, and to also include your kids if you can, to see how they want to learn. Maybe as you get further on in the homeschooling journey, they'll be more aware of how they learn and what works for them as well. And once again, that's taking ownership of their learning, which is such a great life skill, I think. I would love to hear about your schedule. You can always DM me on CharlotteJones247 and let me know how scheduling works for you. And if you ever need any help to bounce some ideas off someone, obviously you can always book in a session with me. I am offering a free coaching session at the moment, so I would love to support you in any way that I can. Have a wonderful day. And until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
I really hope you enjoyed the episode today. Drop me a DM on Instagram or post on the Working Homeschool Mom support group over on Facebook. And let me know what resonated the most with you. It would also be great if you could rate, review, and subscribe, or share the podcast with a working homeschool mom who might need it. Until next time, take care.